Clearwater Revival doing 99 and a half. That's a that is a Wilson Pickett cover off their first album on Fantasy Records from 1968, co-written by Chris by Steve Cropper, who died yesterday. I don't know if you're hearing this on rerun, but yes, yesterday Steve Cropper died. One of the greatest guitar players, the greatest rhythm guitar player in the history of the instrument. Who knows all the great stuff he did with Booker T and Otis Redding, etc., etc. But 99 and a half was a wicked Pickett song and done tremendously by Creedence. After that was Steve Miller Band doing Going to Mexico. That's off their fifth album. Just like Lee Michaels, their fifth album. These days, if you make two great albums, you're lucky. In fact, these guys have songs off their fifth albums that I'm playing. Amazing. And it's called Number 5, 1970. And that song, Going to Mexico, which I love, was co-written by Boz Scaggs, recorded at Columbia Studios in Nashville. And then after that, we heard a little bit of Sons of Champlin doing Fat City. That's off their debut album from 1967. They had those horns, you know, they kind of were right in there before Chicago and before Chicago Transit Authority even, maybe, and certainly right at the same time as Blood, Sweat, and Tears and a bunch of other great stuff. My friend, dear friend, Terry Haggerty on guitar, a member of Sons of Champlin, he's a legend for more than one reason. Okay, so here we go. I mentioned we're listening to Super Session behind me. Oh, you know what we get to hear now? Ready for this? Sir Douglas Quintet, Skip Spence, two by David Ray. I can't wait to tell you about him. One by Bonnie Raitt, one by Love and Spoonful, and then we'll talk some more. And this is Time Won't Let Me, DJ Barrister, on Radio Valencia.
Sir Douglas Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Going for a day, so take a ride on a and step inside.
While he tries to freeze his fancies in their flight.
So what do you think? How are we doing so far? Is this like the best show yet? I say that every week, but honestly, they keep getting better. I'm kind of surprised. I think I'm actually improving at this, of programming my show and fading on songs, making some nice segues occasionally. Okay, what do we hear? I know you want to know, don't you? Of course you do. We heard, of course, starting out with the Sir Douglas Quintet doing Mendocino. They weren't from San Francisco or the Bay Area. They were from Texas. But they did live here for a while, and they did move here, and they did write that great song off their second album, named their second album Mendocino. And that was recorded here at the Sentinel Building in San Francisco, wherever that is. And it was released on Smash Records, and Sir Doug Somm, one of the greatest ever. Speaking of which, the next song we heard was by Skip Spence. It was actually a two songs jammed together. What do you call that? It was Margaret and Tiger Rug off of Ore, his masterpiece, recorded by him at the Columbia Studios in Nashville back in 1969. Skip Spence was the member of Moby Grape, and also originally the drummer in Jefferson Airplane, and he lost it. Jesus, by the time I moved here in 77, Skip Spence was a fucking mess. I used to see him on Haight Street. He used to hang out at the Psalms Cafe, eating food off of other people's plates after they left, and was pretty pathetic and awful. But he was so great, and he did such a great job on that album. Okay, then we heard two songs by David Ray. Most people don't even know who David Ray is. David Ray wrote, you ready for this, Mississippi Queen by Mountain. That's probably his claim to fame. But before that, he was a member of Fairport Convention. He moved to the Bay Area, San Francisco probably, and hooked up with the Grateful Dead and the New Riders and that whole group of people there, and put out this incredible album called Slewfoot. And Slewfoot is and was the only album ever produced, actually co-produced, by Bob Weir, back when he was still Bob, not Bobby. And everybody's on that record. Keith and Donna's on it. Buddy Cage plays steel. My dear friend Matthew Kelly plays harmonica on Maverick Child. I love Maverick Child, that song we played first. I looked out my window, and what did I find? Snow on my rooftop, pretty women on my mind. That's the first line of the song. And then he did another one called Stagger Lee and Billy, which is a story about our old pal Stagger Lee and a big barroom brawl. After that, we heard Bonnie Raitt doing Big Road off of one of her early records. That was, you ready for this, Junior Wells on harp. And I thought it was going to be Howard Johnson on tuba. It was actually her bass player, Freebo, on tuba. And then we heard one of my favorite songs by Lovin' Spoonful, Wild About My Lovin'. That is a 1929 song written by Jim Jackson. And, of course, like almost everything Lovin' Spoonful did, produced by Eric Jacobson. I should play a whole show of Eric Jacobson-produced tracks. I can play one or two almost every show. Okay. Behind me is Quicksilver Messenger Service doing Cobra. And coming up next, you ready? Here we go. The Youngbloods doing Hippie from Olima. That kind of fits with the theme of our show today. Hippie music from Northern California. It doesn't get any more than that. Then a couple by Dan Hicks and the Hotlicks. Then a great one by C-Train, Peter Rowan. And then a couple of real nice ones by the New Riders of the Purple Sage. And then it just keeps going and going and going. It keeps getting better and better and better. And here we go. Don't you know?
Strangers, if they're ragged, we can't think of anyone to hate. We don't watch commercials in Olima. We don't buy the plastic crap they sell. We still wear our hair long like folks used to, and we bathe often, therefore we don't smell. And I'm proud to be a hippie from Olima. Taking
strangers if they're ragged. We can't think of anyone to hate. So much, I know for sure. Yes, the day will come and I'll be on the right road. I'm saying hello and even I'll go. I can send off a letter to her, but that will be no surprise. No, I got to wait, or wait for that look in their eyes. And I'll sit by the creek where the water runs cool and I know I'll have such a good time. I'm saying hello and even I'll go. I can smell the coffee, brewing. I'll take my black, you know it's good, it's good to be back. Gonna tell me how folks, you folks been doing. I'm saying hello, and even I'll go. Hey Bill, won't you tell me when that train to stop? I wanna get off and say hello to a couple of people I think I still know. I ain't one to miss my words. I'll take a piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late. You got to get what's on the plate. A piece of the cake if they make. I can't be late. You got to get what's on the plate. Yo, lo, le, yo. Paycheck today. I think I'll spend it like a crazy boy, or I'll give it all away. Something like the golden rule in my paycheck, ain't hey. But somehow I just don't seem to care ever since you went away and left my little house so cold and bare. And I won't tell them at the bank. Hey, we're never
happiness. I don't know. I think I'll have another drink.
Now in a place where I can see the pain,
I think about the girl who went away.
Then I'll have another dream.
A little place where I can see the thing.
'Cause my baby went away.
Hey! How about this show, huh? I'm sorry, I'll stop slapping myself on the back about what a great show you're listening to. By the way, that is, once again, that is Country Joe and the Fish, Mass Marauder, behind us. But what did we just hear? We heard the Youngbloods doing Hippie from Olema. That's Jesse Colin Young's answer to Merle Haggard's Hippie, Okie from Muskogee, Hippie from Olema, get it? That's off their Good and Dusty LP. That was on Raccoon Records. That was their own imprint that Warner Brothers gave them after they had a really good run as the Youngbloods over at RCA. Then we heard two by Dan Hicks and the Hotlicks, both off of The Last Train to Hicksville. Probably their best record. Striking at Rich is really good, too, and that first one's excellent, but They had a run of some really good records, and boy, did I love them. And when I moved to town, I got to know them all pretty well. Naomi Ruth Eisenberg and Dan. When I first got here, there was a girl that I liked. I was living in the Hayes, she was living in Mill Valley, so I rode my bicycle 13 miles from the Hayes to Mill Valley across the Golden Gate Bridge. Went up to her door, knocked on it, and she wasn't home. So I went over to the Old Mill Tavern, and there was Dan Hicks sitting at the bar, probably like he does every day. And I bought him a drink, and that's all I had to do, and he opened up like a clam, and I got to talk to him for about a half hour. It was incredible. Dan Hicks and the Hotlicks. After that was C-Train. C-Train was an amazing band that had an amazing group of people in it, including Peter Rowan, who sang that song, Oh My Love. That was their second LP, self-titled C-Train. Ready for this? Produced by George Martin. That was his first production job after he had done the Beatles. And the members of C-Train were incredible. They had Richard Green on violin, they had Andy Kohlberg, and most notably, Peter Rowan. Well, there's a bunch of Peter Rowan going around the show today. We heard two by the New Riders after that. The first one was Contract off of their second album. Oh my God, what happened? Jerry Garcia's gone. Don't worry, here comes Buddy Cage. That was Contract, written by David Torbert, my favorite. I love him. And then Lonesome L.A. Cowboy, written by, didn't we just mention him? Peter Rowan. So there we go. Here we are. And here we go again. I got another instrumental I can play to keep talking a little bit more. Here we go. You'll like this. This is Winder K. Frog doing Sunshine Superman. See how I do this? I program these instrumentals so I can talk to you, my listening audience, and tell you what we heard and what we're about to hear. You know, so much of this music is just so great. I can't stop talking about how great music was in the past. There's still a lot of great music out there today, but oh my God, are we playing some good old music today? Okay, so we're going to play a couple things related to the Jefferson Airplane, and specifically Yorma, but more importantly, Yorma did a record with a guy named Tom Hobson. Tom Hobson and him did an album called Qua. And there's a couple songs that Tom Hobson actually sings. And I loved Hobson. He was incredible. When I was in law school, I used to go over to the Sacred Grounds, which was a little coffee shop right by USF. And this guy would be sitting there on a stool with his little music stand and a card catalog. And he would play all these old songs by Johnny Mercer and, oh God, Danny Kaye and Jimmy Durante and stuff like that. And he just blew me away. I couldn't believe the guy. And he made an album with Yorma. By the way, tomorrow is Yorma's 85th anniversary celebration at the Masonic. So here's to you, Yorma. And here's to you, Jack. Jack just had a medical procedure, Jack Cassidy, the other half of Hot Tuna, and he's doing well. God bless him, you know. So, yeah, Hot Tuna's still going. Okay, so here's what we're going to hear. A couple things on Grunt Records, which was the Airplane's label. We're going to hear Jack Bonus doing the Hobo song. Then we're going to hear Yorma with Tom Hobson and a couple real good ones. And then a couple more that I wanted to play that I'm trying to squeeze in. One by Tim Hardin, just because. One by the Flamin' Groovies, because I'm biased. I'm going to play Whiskey Woman, why not? And then we're going to play one by CAC, maybe one by Jefferson Airplane, maybe one by Janis Joplin. We'll just see how much time we have, because the clock on the wall is tick, tick, ticking. And I don't know what I'm going to do except say, here we go, right about now.
Too late to feel sorrow. Too late to feel pain. He's just an old hobo, and he's lost out in the rain. He never caused trouble, so don't have no fear. He's just an old hobo, and he'll soon be far away from here. He used to be a gambling man like you, but he did it. That's how
by. 'Cause they all know she's a sweet little measure who'll keep on hugging till you die from pleasure. I'm proud to say that she's coming to me on the beach at Waikiki. Oh, sweet Hawaiian sunshine. It's a treat to see that tricky, wacky woo.
Aware of what you're saying, chance to find it. Our time was now or never. Promise me things that I need. But then the things behind it took away the chance forever. You're telling me lies in your sleep.
You're the one sitting on my mind.
Actually, I don't have time. I had a fade on Whiskey Woman. Whiskey Woman is like one of my favorite, and a lot of people's favorite, Flamin' Groovy songs. It's been covered recently by Shooter Jennings and Nikki Lane, and it's going to be in a movie. And anyway, I'm biased. I love the Groovies that are my band. Anyway, we heard Jack Bonus doing Hobo Song. We heard two by Jorma Kaukonen and Tom Hobson, Sweet Hawaiian Sunshine and Blue Prelude, both off the album Qua. We heard Tim Harden doing Don't Make Promises. And then we heard Whiskey Woman. This is CAC behind us. That's Gary Yoder. I think I mentioned it before when he was playing with Blue Cheer. He's done a lot. And here we go. This is what I want to end the show with. Here we go.
Together.
When we reach
our journey's end,
won't you tell me once again? Because I forget so soon how the early dew of morning has passed away at noon. Shall we meet beyond the river, where the surges cease to roll, where there will be no sorrow.
Shall we meet
beyond the river, over on that other shore?
Shall we meet
and cast the anchor?
All right, you got me singing. Now we'll never get him out of here. That's the punchline to a bad joke. We have 12 seconds left. Okay, this has been DJ Barrister. This is Time Won't Let Me. This is Radio Valencia.fm, the transmission from the mission. And